All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are coming to you from the United Center, and we've got some great stuff going for you, including a debut this week of Terry Funk coming in from the IWGP, taking on, in our opening match, Ron Simmons. But we also have great matches with Curtis Thompson and Mike Davis of the Rock and Roll RPMs in the Interstate 74 tournament. We've got the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line with the Nightmares defending the titles against the Rock and Roll RPMs. So that should be a good one, as well as a six-person tag match with the Gorgeous Gentleman and Alexandra York facing off against Rick the Model Martel, Reggie B. Fine, and Sunshine. And then our main event tonight is American Heavyweight title on the line. Jerry the King Lawler defending the title against Superstar Billy Graham. So this is going to be a great card. Let's get right into it. All right, but before we get into the card, of course, we go back to this past weekend. We're in Kankakee on Friday night, where Reggie B. Fine defeated the Brooklyn Brawler by disqualification. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin defeated Rick the Model Martel. Iron Mike Sharp defeated the living legend Larry Zbysko. In a non-title match, Haku defeated Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons. And then Ron Simmons faced off against Farouk in the main event that evening, and they fought to a time limit draw. Saturday night in DeKalb, on the campus of Northern Illinois University, you had Scott Taylor defeating Johnny B. Badd. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert defeating Brian Christopher. Gentleman Chris Adams defeating Reggie B. Fine. Again, non-title match with Iceman King Parsons and Haku, but this time it is a time limit draw. And then in that main event, the Stud Stable, Robert Fuller and Jimmy Golden defeated Too Cool, Brian Christopher, and Scott Taylor. So that's all coming up. Well, that's all what happened this weekend. Now we get to tonight's card, and like I said, we start off with Terry Funk facing off against Ron Simmons. And Alexandra and Simmons come down to the ring first. Alexandra announces the computer's prediction that Simmons will win the match in 10 minutes. Funk comes down to the ring by himself. He laughs at the silly little computer lady and her pronouncements. Funk is going to take care of Simmons in less time than that. Funk and Simmons have a great opening match for the card, as well as for Funk's debut on the PWA roster. Simmons gets the upper hand for a few minutes with a bit of distraction from Alexandra. Funk goes for the branding iron, but Alexandra grabs hold of the other end. They struggle over it for a moment before Funk rips it out of her hands, sending her back into the ring apron. Simmons nails Funk with a shoulder tackle, but Funk nails him with the branding iron. Funk takes over from that point as David Manning clears the branding iron out of the ring. Funk gets the win after the pile driver in a time of 10 minutes, 16 seconds. The PWA crowd aren't exactly thrilled with him, but they enjoyed the match between him and Ron Simmons. So not a bad debut for Terry Funk. Next match has Haku facing off against one half of the American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones, this time being Steve Kern. After Alexandra escorts Simmons back to the dressing room, she returns with both members of the American Tag Team Champions. She pronounces that the computer has chosen to not accept a likely victory for Kern over Haku. However, Alexandra promises that Kern will give Haku a great match. Sunshine and Haku come down to the ring. Haku makes quick work of Kern, making him submit to the Tongan Death Grip in a time of 1 minute 51 seconds. Your winner is Haku. We move on into tonight's match in Eddie's tournament for the number one contender for the Interstate 74 title. Former champion Curtis Thompson faces off against one half of the Rock and Roll RPMs, Mike Davis. Thompson and Alexandra come down to the ring. Alexandra proudly pronounces that Thompson will advance in the tournament in less than 3 minutes. J.J. Dillon and both members of the RPMs come down to the ring. Dillon is very confident in the newest acquisitions for the Stud Stable. In fact, he offers Thompson a spot in the stable. Thompson turns him down with a slap to the face. The RPMs jump Thompson and beat on him until Chris Kanyon rushes into the ring. Kanyon clears out the RPMs. Tommy Young finally gets the four men separated, instructing Kanyon and Lane to go back to the dressing room. Both men reluctantly leave, but it isn't too long before both of them make their way back down to the ring. Young calls for the bell, telling the timekeeper he has disqualified both men in a time of 2 minutes, 34 seconds. So neither Thompson nor Mike Davis are advancing in the tournament. The four men continue to brawl in the ring, bringing the Stud Stable and Harlem Heat down to the ring. As everyone gets separated, Thompson and Davis continue to trash talk about how each of them cost the other the chance at the Interstate 74 title. So we are not getting very far with this tournament before everybody's starting to get kicked out of it for disqualifications and countouts and such. After everyone clears the ring after the previous match, Stevie Ray stays behind with Alexandra to await his opponent for the evening. Bunkhouse Buck comes down to the ring. He looks over the half of the American Tag Team Champions standing across the ring. He seems unimpressed. Stevie and Buck have a decent match. Stevie does his best to keep the match going at a quick pace, but Buck knocks him out of the ring with a vicious clothesline. From that point, Buck methodically takes Stevie apart before getting the pin after a spinning spine buster in a time of 13 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner is Bunkhouse Buck. Buck starts to leave the ring, but Alexandra asks him to stay behind. The rest of the York Foundation comes down to the ring. Lance Russell climbs into the ring to talk to them. Alexandra offers Buck a place in the York Foundation. While he doesn't have the clean-cut appeal of most of the Foundation, he has remarkable potential with the right manager. Buck refuses the offer. Harlem Heat takes offense to his refusal, but Alexandra calls them off. She says that Buck has the option. However, they have more important issues to take care of. Alexandra proclaims that the York Foundation will have all the PWA titles by Hard Day's Night. By the end of the year, they will also have all the IAW titles. The fans find it difficult to believe, since the Foundation only has one title, the American Tag Team titles held by the Fabulous Ones. Alexandra says that either of the gorgeous gentlemen would be more than happy to take on the winner of tonight's American Heavyweight title match. Either of the gorgeous gentlemen can easily beat Lawler or Graham. She demands that Iceman King Parsons accept the challenge from Sweet Stan Lane, but he's too scared to defend the title against one half of the Fabulous Ones. If Iceman would defend the title tonight, Stan Lane would be the next double champion in the PWA. However, Iceman is too scared. The next match has the Nightmares and the RPMs, neither of which deserve to be in title contention anymore. They've had their time. It's time for new blood in the Illinois Tag Team Division. Curtis Thompson and Chris Canyon will be the next Illinois Tag Team Champions. All they need is a title shot. That only leaves the Interstate 74 title. Curtis Thompson was cheated out of the tournament earlier tonight, but he will also become a double champion by the time of Hard Day's Night. Alexandra continues to rant, now turning to the IAW titles. Harlem Heat will regain the international tag team titles before the end of the year. It's only a matter of time before the Acolytes will be forced to give them their return match. She has someone in mind to take the international heavyweight title away from Austin Idol. The fans will have to wait to find out who that will be. But the wait will not be long. Alexandra promises all these things will happen very quickly, and the sky is the limit for the York Foundation. Now we move backstage, and Mark Lawrence is there with Michelle McCool and the Nightmares. Mark asks them about their thoughts on the York Foundation's comments. Michelle says that Alexandra can run her mouth all she wants about whatever she wants for her men, but it's her men that have to make good on the opportunities that present themselves. That's exactly what her Nightmares have done throughout their time together. On the other hand, it's also what the Rock and Roll RPMs have done throughout the last year. The four tag teams that have been the foundation of the Illinois Tag Team Division have taken advantage of every opportunity that was there. That's why people have been interested in the Illinois Tag Team titles more than in the American Tag Team titles. Danny takes a moment to tell the RPMs to be ready for their match. He promises it will be one for the ages. Ken says that they are going to keep the titles, and there is nothing that anyone can do about it. So we move into that match. Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Nightmares facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. and they have an amazing match for the titles. However, neither team is able to put the other one away. The 30-minute time limit expires, and the crowd demands more time. Nick Patrick refuses to restart the match and declares the match a draw. Both teams are unhappy, but the fans absolutely loved it. Move on to our non-title match. Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons facing off against Sweet Stan Lane. Stan Lane and Alexandra make their way down to the ring. Alexandra proclaims the computer's prediction that Stan will win the match in 9 minutes. Iceman and Missy come down to the ring. Missy starts to say something, but Iceman attacks Stan. Tommy Young calls for the bell. Iceman has control of the match until Stan throws Iceman over the top rope to earn the disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Stan gets into Young's face about the disqualification, but Young maintains his decision. Stan and Alexandra are upset, but Missy and Iceman leave the ring with the belt and the win. Cheap and quick, but again, this is hot stuff in Hyatt International, isn't it? All right, next match. Booker T taking on Iron Mike Sharp. On paper, this match looks like it's going to be a squash match. Booker T and Alexandra certainly seem to think that's exactly what it will be. Alexandra declares that Booker will win the match in less than a minute. Booker T tries to make the computer's prediction comes true, but Sharp refuses to go down. Booker T gets irritated that Sharp is still in the match after 5 minutes. Booker T nails Sharp with the bookend. Thinking he has the match won, Booker T goes up to the top rope. Sharp rolls out of the way of a flying elbow and takes control and gets the pin with a small package in a time of 8 minutes, 53 seconds. Your winner is Iron Mike Sharp in, on paper, an upset. But again, Iron Mike Sharp's a multi-time champion in the PWA. So he's no slouch. All right, we've got that 6-person tag match coming up. Alexandra York. This has been her night, apparently, because she's been in just about every match. This time, she's actually in the ring as she and the gorgeous gentleman face off against Sunshine, Rick the Model Martel, and Reggie Be Fine. So, Alexandra remains in the ring as Booker T takes his disappointment back to the dressing room. Booker is replaced by the gorgeous gentleman for this match. This match has been done on the house shows before, but not on the main PWA programming. Rick Martel, Reggie Be Fine, and Sunshine come down to the ring ready for this match. All 6 people have great moments in the match. Alexandra and Sunshine try to steal the show in the ring, just as they have done while outside the ring. The fans are on their feet throughout the match. Reggie gets the pin on Garvin to end the match in a time of 30 minutes, 21 seconds. There was so much action, I'm not even sure what exactly happened to cause the pin. All I know, Reggie Be Fine on top of Jimmy Garvin getting his hand raised. Martel and Adams are brawling outside the ring when the pin occurs. They roll into the ring where the two tag teams continue to brawl. Alexandra and Sunshine finally get their men separated. Sunshine grabs the microphone and starts to make her own rantings and ravings about what her men are going to do, but Alexandra tackles her. The two women roll out of the ring. The wrestlers separate them, taking them back to the dressing room area. All right, now we get to our main event. American heavyweight title on the line. Jerry the King Lawler defending the title against superstar Billy Graham. Graham comes out to the ring with Michelle McCool. Lawler comes out to defend the title by himself. The two have a great match for the title. The fans enjoy the great technical battle between these two great superstars. They are on their feet as both men have great moments. Both men have multiple two counts throughout the hour time limit. But when the bell rings to end the time limit, both wrestlers are spent. Just as in the Illinois Tag Team Titles match, the fans want more. An hour isn't long enough for these fans in Chicago. They want more, and they want blood. However, they don't get it. Referee Jerry Calhoun says the hour is over, and so is the match. Graham and Lawler leave the ring. Both men seem content with how the match went. This is definitely not the last we will see of these two in the ring. So we've got a lot of things going on. A lot of great action going on. And, well, if you're not a fan of Alexandra York before this week, maybe you are now. Maybe you are further deeper in your dislike of her. Whatever it is, the York Foundation is trying to make its mark, trying to prove all of Alexandra's rantings that they are going to have all the titles by the end of the year. Is that going to happen? Well, we got 6 months to find out, which means that you've got 6 months of more podcasts to listen to. So I encourage you to be back and support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.